Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A milestone in Libya? Well, over the past few days, it appears that Libyan rebels have started to have real success in isolating Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. The gains in the city of Zawiya suggest that the supply line from Tunisia to the Libyan capital may soon be in rebel hands. And key oil assets in the city of Brega may already be in rebel hands, along with the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. In a moment, we'll take out a map and give you an update on where things may stand in the war that has felt more like a standoff for weeks. But first, consider the fate of the people of Tripoli, stuck in the capital under siege, along with their besieged and increasingly not beloved leader. Matthew Price, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, has this look behind the closed doors of Tripoli residents trying to hold on.
The lights are on in the extended Najmi family home for now. They help show off a large framed photograph of a smiling Colonel Gaddafi that hangs in the hallway. But there's no guarantee the power will last for long, Nisreen Mufta tells me.
It's going off a lot. People are starting to sell their gold and their cars so they can afford generators to at least give their children a life. We need power and water. It's happening all the time. And it's because of NATO.
As we finish speaking, the lights go out.
They've got their candles ready.
Tripoli is not a city on its knees yet. But whole neighbourhoods can go without power for hours on end, and problems are mounting elsewhere.
This is Tripoli's central hospital. The electricity is on at the moment, but we're told here that they suffer from frequent power cuts, which isn't helping them deal with what they say is a large number of people injured in the war.
My name is Hassan Musa.
Dr. Musa spoke good enough English, but he preferred to speak in Arabic, he told me, unless I wanted to give blood, in which case he might reconsider.
At the moment, it's extremely challenging for surgeons. They're worried the power's going to go out during an operation. There's also a shortage of oxygen for patients. Some of the equipment just doesn't work anymore.
The Libyan government blames the power cuts on this, the nightly bombardment of Libya by NATO. It also accuses the rebels of targeting oil pipelines. NATO, though, says there is no evidence to suggest that it has hit the power grid. In the east of Tripoli, in a concrete wasteland surrounded by five-storey apartment blocks, they're also having problems.
Are people getting angry?
Yeah, most of the people, because we stay 24 hours without electricity.
Who are people angry with?
You mean who is the guilty or not? The opposition start the problem, you know?
This particular part of Tripoli saw some quite violent protests against the Gaddafi regime several months ago. People here at the moment are saying that all that has gone away, but you can detect on the streets not just a sense of criticism about the current situation with the power cuts and a fear that supplies might soon start to dwindle, but also there are those who come up to you and openly criticise Colonel Gaddafi.
We love NATO because NATO is protect my people here in Libya. We hate Gaddafi here.
Mahaba.
In the shops here, the prices are going up. A can of Coke used to be 25p. It's now double that. Slowly, but it seems surely, normal life here is ebbing away. This still doesn't feel like a city at war, but the bombing and the sanctions are taking their toll.
That's BBC correspondent Matthew Price with a look at life for the people of Tripoli, Libya, under siege. Joining us now is Dirk van der Waal, a professor at Dartmouth College. He's a specialist on Libya. Good morning, Dirk.
Good morning.
So I think people have a good idea of where Tripoli is. And I think as a way of updating people, because we haven't heard the headline, daily sort of headline out of Libya in quite a while, where do you think the rebels are in terms of acquiring enough territory to truly isolate Colonel Gaddafi, based on the reports that you're following?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, it seems quite clear that after a lull in the fighting that took several weeks, that if indeed these reports of that are coming out of Zawiya are true, and if the rebels are capable of holding on to Zawiya, That really would be, I think, a tipping point in the war against the Gaddafi regime, and particularly also if they could move into the refinery, which is actually a bit away from the town of Zawiya itself. Zawiya is crucial because it really is one of the only two access routes that the Gaddafi government has, in particular the route that goes into Tunisia. So from that point of view, the military situation seems to be hedging slightly in favor of the rebels after several weeks of inactivity, essentially. And there are still major problems. They still have not been able to occupy Brega on the eastern part of the country completely. And so from that point of view, despite the kind of occasional setbacks, at least there seems to be some momentum. The big problem with the eastern side, with the rebels at this point, is not militarily. It really is political. And there we've seen a number of developments that I think are a lot more worrisome than the transitional council, which is in charge of the eastern part of the country, is letting on.
So divisions and instability within the rebels themselves. So, well, if that develops over the next couple of weeks, is it also likely that Gaddafi will resort to more desperate measures as the supply lines get tighter and the situation becomes more isolated in Tripoli, Dirk?
Oh, yes, indeed. That is, of course, a possibility. But the other real danger here is that the rebels may win the war, but they may lose the bigger battle of really reconstructing Libya, particularly in light of the kind of anger that the unification will now undoubtedly entail because of these military actions.
And regardless of what happens on the battlefield, the tribal conflicts inside Libya will remain, and they will remain fierce. Dirk van der Waele is a professor at Dartmouth College and a specialist on Libya. Thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure.